Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's September 22nd, 2007. And here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released February 11th, 2003.
Nazarene, have any of the shuttle's astronauts entered the afterlife, or are they trapped in the dead zone?
I am afraid, Alora, at the time we record this message, the astronauts have not yet been recovered and taken to the afterlife. It is feared that they are in the dead zone, and if that is so, they cannot be recovered. They will be there until the dead zone is shut down. We were hoping that their bodies carried them out of the dead zone after they were killed, but unfortunately that does not seem to be the case. They cannot be found anywhere in the vicinity around the dead zone where the debris is, where their bodies are, and therefore it is believed that they are still in the dead zone. A tremendous effort is being worked upon to locate them and secure them and keep them safe until the dead zone can be shut down, until we have some agreement with the American government over Israel that we can accept and shut down the dead zones in the United States. But thus far, we have been unable to do so. The American government is very stubborn. Once they get on a track, once they get on an idea, it's very, very difficult to make them give up that idea and go in another direction. But we're working on it every hour, every day. We're looking for a way to end this situation, but thus far we have been unsuccessful. We want to rescue these souls. We want to get them where they belong, but until we get some help from the American government, we can't do so.
That's scary, Nazarene. Those poor people. I hope you find them soon, and the good spirits in the dead zone can protect them.
We're doing all we can, Alora, and we're actually getting help from the bad spirits in that area, which is kind of frightening.
We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Pauly here. Many years ago, I wrote a book about my adventures as a young angel, about the things that happened on my native world. It is now available free at this address.
www.voicesfromspirit.com/ya/cover.htm.
We invite you to come and read it. Many people have enjoyed it and found it a marvelous work.
We're back. God, we finally got to see the Transformers movie, and Demetrius and Elgod were discussing if it was possible or not for robots to disguise themselves like that. Demetrius says theoretically it is possible by something called matter compression, but he says each robot would have to have a power source strong enough to provide the energy for an entire world. Do you think he's right?
Alora, I will have to bow to Demetrius's expertise on these things, but I would say that he is probably absolutely right. The power to compress that much matter so that it could be hidden away in a vehicle and then expanded when it was needed would be tremendous. The power to do something like that would have to be enormous. I believe that his people experimented with matter compression, trying to make artificial heavy masses for their equipment, and they found that the power utilized to do it was so great that it wasn't worth the effort. They searched for natural heavy mass elements to operate their equipment with. So if they couldn't do it with the tremendous abilities that they had, then I doubt that it could be done. But it is possible. Theoretically, it is possible. But as he says, it would take a horrendous amount of power. A horrendous amount of power.
Well, God, I think they'd only use them for some very special occasions in that case.
Those would have to be some special occasions, Alora, some very special occasions.
We'll be back again.